Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Dezine Extension District 4-H Agent, Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
You're going to talk about some benefits of youth community service, and I'm interested to hear what you got to say.
All right. Well, community service has been an important part of 4-H for many years. In 1927, the 4-H pledge was adopted and included the importance of service in the third line, which is, I pledge my hands to larger service. Ever since then, every time a 4-H member or volunteer recites the pledge, they are reminded of the importance of serving their club, community, country, and world. But, you know, maybe you don't know why it's so important for our youth to have some volunteer and community service, and why 4-H has kind of hung their hat on being the hallmark of our 4-H, or of community service being the hallmark of our 4-H program. So, just to kind of give you an idea of what is happening currently, teenagers volunteer 2.4 billion hours annually here in the United States currently. Youth volunteering is increasing steadily over the past 10 years, with 30% of youth participating in volunteer activities at least once a month in 2000, and it's been increasing since then as well. And 59.3% volunteer an average of 3.5 hours a week. So we do have a lot of community service, and I know as schools requirements change and high school requirements, they emphasize community service as well with our youth. So what are some of the benefits that youth get by community service besides the benefits that all our communities get from them doing these volunteer roles? So youth who volunteer just 1 hour or more a week are 50% less likely to abuse alcohol, cigarettes, or engage in other destructive behaviors. Teens say the benefits received from volunteering are learning to respect others, learning to be helpful and kind, learning to understand the people who are different, developing leadership skills, managing their time, becoming more patient, and a better understanding of what citizenship involves. And youth who volunteer are more likely to do well in school, graduate, and vote. Beyond the personal benefits, young people as a whole are rewarded in our society when they volunteer. Many adults hold beliefs that hold negative beliefs about young people in general. They look odd and dress maybe differently than what they did as a kid, and they travel in large groups and engage in behavior. So basically they're, but by volunteering, they get interaction, and it helps all of us understand that, you know, we can't stereotype people and all of that, and that everyone has some good in them. So what are some future benefits for our youth? Young people involved in community service are more likely to have a strong work ethic as an adult. Youth who volunteer are 3 times more likely to volunteer as adults. And 81% of Americans who have volunteer experiences when they are young give to charitable organizations as adults. And so some ways to increase your youth volunteerism. You know, one nice thing is actually to volunteer as a family, especially this time of year. There's lots of different volunteering options, and if you do it as a family, that encourages your kids to learn the importance of community service and feel like they are making a difference in their community. Sometimes it's just as simple as asking youth to volunteer as well, encouraging youth to get involved in volunteering at an early age, encourage children and young adults to participate in community groups such as 4-H, or faith-based organizations, student government, different things like that. You also want to encourage a positive self-image so that young people are able to help others and be a mentor in their communities, and provide young people with the opportunities to require community service. So those are just a few reasons. In 4-H, we have lots of different ways where our 4-Hers are doing community service this time of year. They are caroling at nursing homes. They are ringing bells for to collect for the needy. They're doing Christmas, I can't think of what it's called, but the Christmas, basically, presents for the needy, Cops for Tots, lots of different things that they're involved in. And it doesn't just happen this time of year, because we kind of think about community service and the importance of it here in, you know, Thanksgiving through December and Christmas, but it happens all year round with our 4-Hers. They pick up trash in the summer. They help their neighbors and try to make this place a better world. So that is one of the importance of community service in a youth. They can get life skills. they have a chance to help their communities, and they can develop self-confidence and lots of life skills that will help them later in life.
Yeah, always looking to give back to the community. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.